During last week's Republican presidential primary debate, one candidate in particular seemed to get under the skin of almost everyone on stage. Vivek Ramaswamy, the self-proclaimed anti-woke businessman who made millions in the pharmaceutical industry, has pitched himself as a younger Donald Trump with more extreme right-wing views.
It is not morning in America. We live in a dark moment, and we have to confront the fact that we're in an internal, sort of cold cultural civil war.
Ramaswamy remains far behind Trump in polls, but he has at times come close to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for second place. Joining us now is GOP strategist Dave Carney. Dave, Ramaswamy calls climate change a hoax. He says he would cut U.S. funding for Ukraine. He's even raised questions about what really happened on 9/11. How has that been playing with Republican voters?
He's had, you know, tremendous success so far, going from, as he likes to say, 0.0% in the polls into the third place, or in some polls, second place. The problem is those ideas limit, cap his growth. And when, you know, voters, you know, the majority of Republican primary voters want President Trump. And being the mini-me Trump, even if you're more outrageous, doesn't seem to me to be a strategy that's going to get you to be the number one opponent of Trump and then get you across the finish line.
They cap him with Trump voters or Republicans in general?
Republican primary voters. Okay. I mean, the 9/11 stuff and, you know, the inconsistency with his foreign policy, declarations, you know, what he wrote in his book about Trump, what he says now. I mean, there's so many inconsistencies. And this is why it's very difficult for a first-time candidate who's never been vetted by the media and opponents. You know, your whole, you know, all the things you've mused about in the past now, you know, could come back to roost. But he's building himself a ceiling where he'll never surpass Trump by trying to mimic Trump. You know, trying to recreate the 16 energy that Trump brought with a lot of, you know, bold ideas. Mexico's going to pay for the wall, things like that. Why would someone go with a person talking about it when they go with a president that they like and thinks under duress from the Justice Department and accomplish a lot of the things he wanted to do or tried to,
yeah,
where Congress, you know, would let him?
You know, at several points during last week's debate, Ramaswamy seemed to irk some of his competitors. I know former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said that he sounds like ChatGPT, and then Mike Pence called Ramaswamy a rookie. Do these better-known Republicans see him as a real threat? I mean, he's on stage, so he's a threat, but do they see him as a threat?
Oh, of course, because there's only, say there's, you know, half the vote available to the non-Trump voter. And, you know, when you have a guy who's a showboat, you know, who is, you know, they think very shallow, who, you know, is just sort of going from, you know, we're going to make it be 25-year-old, you know, to vote, stuff like that. We're going to change the Constitution to, you know, to have a civics test where you got to be 25 to vote. And those kinds of, you know, those are not serious policies with the economy, you know, that we're facing, with inflation, with what's going on with China and in the rest of the world. So but he's taking up oxygen. He is dominating a lot of conversation, non-Trump conversation. And so it makes it more difficult for anyone else to get their message out.
Isn't rookie, I know Pence used the word rookie, I think he uses it as a pejorative. Isn't rookie a badge of honor with the MAGA crowd, not being a DC insider?
Yeah, but the MAGA crowd is for Donald Trump. Hmm. You know, that's the point. You know, that's where they are. And they're now for an experienced president who will drain the swamp.
David Carney, Republican strategist. Thank you very much, David.
You bet. Bye-bye.